It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Have you tried the $6.99 meal of the day at Subway? Get a 6-inch sub of the day, small drink, and chips or two cookies just for $6.99. Make it a foot long for $3 more. Subway has specials every day. Stop by your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, Clear City, and two locations in Wilmer.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Subway pregame show. Paul Ramo, along with Hope Schmidt, we're at St. Michael Albertville High School for a volleyball tournament Friday and Saturday, and the Lacapaul Valley boys volleyball team, they're on the floor here. Hope, we are excited. The Eagles are going to play the Tornadoes from Anoka.
Oh, what a fun night of volleyball. This is going to be so many great big teams in the facility, and it's a beautiful facility. The Eagles are excited to play here. Yeah.
We appreciate you tuning in to Q92 tonight. I tell you what, I've been waiting for this tournament since the schedule came out.
I understand why.
Yeah.
The Eagles are starting off tonight against Anoka, the biggest school in the state.
Yeah, biggest school district, the largest school district. How many students did you say they had?
So I was looking at the Minnesota State High School League enrollment, and for their 9 through 12, it lists 2,020 students. And if you look up Lacapaul, we have listed 203.
Oh.
So we are, the Eagles are up against the Anoka Tornadoes.
Yep, the Anoka Tornadoes.
A school almost 10 times our size.
Yep, and both teams are warming up here. Coach Molly Hennon's out there getting the guys ready. And your husband, Andrew, has the JV in the other gymnasium.
Yeah, so Andrew is with JV tonight, and they are playing the same teams that varsity are playing in pool play. So we can't quite see them from where we are at, unfortunately. It's always a treat when you can.
Yep.
Well, tonight we can't. We will hopefully get some updates after their first match. But, yeah, JV is also taking on Anoka in the other gym.
Hope and I are up over the court here, looking right down on court number 7, where the Eagles are warming up. And tell us a little bit about the Eagles and their record and how they've done.
Man, it's been such a great historic first season. The Eagles are with a winning record right now. They are 6 wins, 5 losses. The boys got to play against Bemidji in a neutral site in Battle Lake this Tuesday that brought us over that 500 mark. They've been seeing big schools. They've been winning some, losing some, and learning lots.
I was surprised. I went on the MinnesotaScores.net, and they actually have, I don't know if it's state rankings, but the QRF rankings,
mm-hmm.
and there's 88 boys volleyball teams in the state of Minnesota, 88, and as far as ranking goes and how the season's going, Anoka is ranked 12th out of 88 teams. They're 11-5. Lacapaul Valley, they're ranked 25th. They're ranked 25th out of 88 teams, so that's outstanding. So we're going to have some good volleyball here tonight.
It's going to be some of the best we'll see for this season until we get to playoffs.
Yep. So when did the guys leave the school today?
So boys got out of school after fourth hour and lunch today. So they got in lots of learning, but did get to leave a little bit early to sit on a bus for 3 hours. Go drop our stuff at the hotel and then get here as quick as we could.
Bet you guys love staying in the motel, right?
It's always funny to watch them once they get their rooms, kind of hop from room to room and check on each other and share snacks and making really awesome memories. What a great opportunity for these young men.
That's right. And, let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineup. So I'll let you do that, Hope, for the Lacapaul Valley Eagles.
Happening. But I expect we'll see on the court Thomas Emmis in the right hitter setter position. He is a junior this year and continues to make our stat highlights for the team. So excited to see him on the court. Houston Heathen, he is number 5. He is a sophomore this year. We'll see him at middle hitter. Has some great kills. He's always a fun player to watch. I suspect we'll see Abraham Jico doing some great aces, hopefully. He also in as setter. And then Arson Gico, number 12, plays all the way around as outside hitter. And Starson Rubin will probably be in as our libero or defensive specialist. Starson is an eighth grader.
Eighth grader.
Starson is an eighth grader.
Wasn't he one of our player of the games a couple weeks ago?
Yes. He had those great serves against Quintet. Crush, yeah.
Four or five ace serves in a row there.
So it's been fun to watch. Starson has played on every kind of squad we have this year and worked his way up, and
right.
He has such a great attitude and hard worker and then super talented.
Yep. And that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineup. Coaches, I forgot the coaches. Better mention them.
So head coach for the LKPD Eagles is Molly Hennin.
And assistants, who helps?
Yeah, we've got, for managers, we've got Rosalia Ioannis, Moroz Coney, and Rainey Raymond. And then assistant coach would be Andrew Schmidt, and he's out doing JV.
That's right. All right, and that is your State Farm Insurance starting lineups tonight. We thank Tony Arata for sponsoring the starting lineups and all the sports all season long here on Q92. Anoka, as I mentioned, they are 11-5, and they look like they got some good height there at the net. Hope.
Yeah, as we're watching them warm up, some monster hitters there.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that'll wrap up the Subway pregame show. We'll take a couple minute break, and when we come back, Hope and I will have the first serve between Anoka and La Caparal Valley in boys volleyball right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area sports boosters, including Jubilee Foods, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Whitnable Construction, Dryer Doctors, Cargill, Dawson Dairy Queen, Ryan Smith Seeds, Minnesota Building Materials, Northern Plains Tiling, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Kluber Law Office, Pierce and Dawson, UFP Minnesota, CCM Health in Montevideo, Southwest Insurance Services, Farmers Union Oil Company, Hogan Insurance Agency, Chris Wazinski for House, Erickson Chevrolet, Ridgeview Seeds, Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, Greater Community Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Wolfschlager Concrete, Madison Dental Clinic, Canby Co-op Credit Union, the Madison Dairy Queen, Sather Building Supplies, Dawson Auto Glass, Madison Chiropractic, State Bank of Taunton, Old National Bank, Pioneer Hybrid International, Madison Healthcare Services, Clement Electric, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Madison EDA. Sports brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, The Western Guard, Ludvigson Tiling, Larson Brothers Concrete, United Prairie Bank, Johnson Memorial Health Services, First Security Bank in Canby, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Swenson, Nelson & Stiltz Attorneys. Sports brought to you by Madison Family Chiropractic, Lane's Electric, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, The Strand Agency, Tofty Auto and Sales, Ag Processing Incorporated, AGP, Culligan, Haas Seeds, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Morris Crop Insurance, Appleton Area Health, Myers Electric and Infrared. Other sports boosters include Dawson Truck Parts, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Appleton Dental Clinic, Minnesota West Community and Technical College, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Madison Auto Parts, Napa, Comerford Construction and Gravel, City Hall Bar and Grill, Peterson Team Realty, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Federated Telephone Company, Tron Tossel Seeds, Rural Solutions in Madison, Ortonville Area Health Services, and Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Welcome back, everybody, to St. Michael, Albertville for boys volleyball action. Hope Schmidt joins me once again, and Hope, you've worked with these boys for many years, and what is this, year three of volleyball or
this
two?
This is year three of the program.
Okay.
Yep, it's our first year in Minnesota State High School League qualified for La Caparal, but we did have two seasons kind of as a community ed club team before this.
Yeah, and that we should mention to our listeners, this is the first year that La Caparal has been sanctioned with the Minnesota State High School League, right?
Yeah, it was a big leap and a big, we couldn't have done it without donations from our community and organizations and the school board and The schools help funding many of the costs, so it just doesn't happen without lots of people behind it.
That's right. I know you have a fundraiser going on.
The community has raised about $3,000 so far to help fund the season. Our goal is $6,000 to get us all the way through playoffs.
Okay. And I should mention, there is no conferences in boys volleyball because it's so young. Mm. Everybody's in one section. Everybody's together.
One big class. There's
okay.
one class.
Okay.
Everybody's single A when
yep.
you look at it.
Okay.
We are part of 6A. There's 1A, 2A, 6A. So your school size doesn't matter. We play based kind of on region, but we, of course, are Lacrosse kind of a regional outlier. We're way out there.
Yeah, we're way out there. All right, thanks for tuning in to 92.1 FM. You also can listen online if you want to text a family member or a friend. You can text them. Go to klqpfm.com. That's klqpfm.com, and then you can listen online or any of your tune-in radios or simple radio apps that you have on your phone. Just search KLQP Radio. All right, both teams facing each other. There's no introductions. They just wave at each other?
Yeah, I think it's kind of an acknowledgement, a tradition of good sportsmanship, waving across the court.
The first match, Loch Falls in Pool 3. There's four teams in Pool 3, Prior Lake, Anoka, Maple Grove, and Loch Falls Valley. Prior Lake, or Maple Grove, just beat Prior Lake 2-0. They won the second set 25-19. Good match there.
I want to bring up two more players I see on the court. Jason Yuan is starting off number, 13. And Simerson stepping on in the front row, number 6 for the Eagles.
All right. I'll let you handle the play-by-play a little bit.
They'll
share it or whatever. So who do we have on the court then,
Paula? So we see those two players I just mentioned, libero number 17, starts with Ruben. Martin Emmis, number 4 at the net. His brother Thomas Emmis just down the net. And then Arsene Gico, number 12.
All right, Coach Molly Hennin. She's up telling the guys, get in your positions. We're ready to go. It's Anoka serving to Loch Falls Valley in set 1, and we are underway. The ball goes into the back row. Here's a hit from the outside by number 12, Arsene Gico.
Goes out of bounds.
Oh,
there.
Just out of bounds.
Yep, but a nice strong hit.
Right down the side. Anoka serving again. Here's number 15, tall kid.
Jason Ioannis receives it in the back, set by Thomas Emmis. Merckson stepping on over the net. And Martin Emmis tried to save it there, but it goes backwards out of bounds for Loch Falls.
Yeah, they tried to. It went off the net a couple times, and the guys tried to get under it, but couldn't. So it's 2-0. Anoka jumps out to a 2-0 lead. The Tornado serving again, goes into the back row.
Starts from Rubin with the first set. Thomas Emmis, Gico, and that's in. Great spike there by Arsene Gico.
Our son gets his first kill. Nice. Number 17 is, I don't have him on the roster here.
Number 16, Abraham Gico's up to serve.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, nice dig by Starson Rubin.
Oh, that's Starson. Okay, Starson Rubin, number 17. What happened there, Hope?
Oh, the serve went deep. Too far. Too much oomph.
And that was by Abraham?
You got it.
Okay. 3-1, Anoka. We're in set 1. Actually, this is best 2 out of 3. It's not 3 out of 5. And Anoka serves, and it's in.
Oh, it's in.
It hit the line. We got a good view of that, didn't we?
Yeah. I was wondering how that call was going to go.
Nice to see Zach Stelter here, Loch Falls Valley's activity director.
Absolutely. Zach has been a great partner in getting this program off the ground.
Anoka serves.
Nice dig by Thomas Emmis.
And the ball goes over to net. Here's Anoka with a drive, and it's a kill by number 9.
Jason Ioannis is in the back row there. Just couldn't get his feet there.
5-1 is your score.
Starson Rubin cheering the team on, trying to get some energy going for the Eagles.
Eagles, you get on offense, it seems like they're on their heels just a bit.
Ooh.
There's an ace serve by number 3, and he can serve for Anoka. And a great effort there, though, by Starson Rubin.
He got under it. It just went sideways on him. Yep.
He's only in eighth grade, huh?
Yeah, yep. Captain Thomas Emmis there trying to encourage his teammates to give a little direction on the court. Here comes the serve from Anoka.
6-1, Anoka lead, and a service there by Anoka. So the Eagles get a point there, 6-2.
And Martin Emmis up for the serve, number four. Martin is a freshman this year, Lex Carl.
Yeah, there's not just the what, four seniors?
Yeah, yep. And we might see one of them on the court tonight. Some of them are playing with JV tonight.
Well, the Anoka players is over talking to the lady referee on the ladder about something. I'm not sure what, but they got it straightened out, and we're ready to go. Here's the serve by number four.
And it was
Mark Ennis. And a big kill there by Anoka's number 11, and the Anoka Tornadoes lead the Eagles 7-2. See if the Eagles can go on a bit of a run here. Libero player comes in for Anoka. Back row's ready. Darson Rubin in the back row.
Abraham Kiko receives. Thomas Ennis off the net, and Darson Kiko gets it over.
And here Anoka hits it out on the backcourt. Point Lacaparo Valley. We're in set one. Anoka leading 7-3. Let's see if we can get something going here.
Got Rodson Casablon coming in for the Eagles. Jason Ioannis coming out. Rodson will play in the front row.
Here's Arsan Jiko with the serve.
Great serve.
Anoka passes a back set.
Nice dig by Sarson Rubin back over the net to Anoka. They're going to do a back set. Oh, wicked spin.
Yeah, Anoka with a big kill there.
Went curved right behind Sarson Rubin like a curveball.
Anoka 8, Lacaparo Valley 3. We're in set 1, play the best 2 out of 3. They got some hitters on their side of the court there.
Yeah, there's lots of strength coming from the Tornadoes. Thankfully, Lacaparo has a pretty strong back row.
And here's a serve, and that goes out. Good decision there by Arsan Jiko. Nice decision. Those are quick decisions you have to make.
Oh, they have instincts help.
Yeah.
Instinctual. Thomas Evans up with the serve for the Eagles.
Oh, nice serve by Thomas. Noka plays it up with the third pass into
Houston,
the net.
Heathen with the return. Thomas Evans with the set. Heathen with the straight block by Noka. That goes back into the Eagles for a point for Noka.
That was a good hit. Coach Molly Hennon, she's fired up out there.
She's telling them, you better work on your coverage.
Paul Ramo, Hope Schmidt here, St. Michael Albertville, 9-4 Anoka.
Hit there by Simerson Stepanon, and Anoka spikes it back over. Thomas Emmis tries to get under it, but it goes out of bounds.
Number 5 for Anoka, the outside hitter. Wow, can he hit? You got a timeout by Coach Hennon. So we'll take a commercial break. It's Anoka 9, Lacaparo Valley 4. We're in set 1. We'll be right back after a word from our fine sponsors.
Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 320-598-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did. Sports on Q92, also brought to you by the Madison EDA. They believe there are a lot of good reasons for past residents and newcomers to bring it home to Madison. Many people have moved back to the area for a variety of good reasons. The newly renovated MMN Elementary School and Lacaparo Valley High School are a couple of those reasons. The high school, with a 95% graduation rate, offers a variety of academic and athletic programs. For information on the Madison community, go online to madisonmn.info or call 320-598-7373. Bring it home to Madison.
Locked out? Phone cracked? Need a new car key? Don't panic. Call Evenson Electronics. We're your local experts for fast, reliable electronics repairs, locksmith services, and auto key programming. From smartphones to smart locks, or even key fobs, we fix it all quickly and affordably. Call Dave at 320-297-0370. That's 320-297-0370. Evenson Electronics. We unlock doors, devices, and possibilities.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
All right, Paul Ramo, Hope Schmidt back here. We're in set one. Anoka leading Lacaparo Valley 11-5 as we come out of commercial break.
Simerson Stepanon just had a nice little tip over the net. Great placement in the corner. Got us our last point. Darson Rubin is up with a serve for the Eagles.
Darson is a libero player for Lacaparo Valley. Waiting for the whistle from the referee. again, Anoka, the referee on the ladders having some words with the Anoka players for some reason. Anyway, we're going to play. Starts and serve. Here's a block.
Great block by Martin Emmis and Samirksen stepping on, but it goes out of bounds there.
Yeah, they're giving up a lot of height there at the net, but a nice block, but it was just out of bounds. So Anoka is serving. They lead 12-5 here in set one.
Thomas Emmis in the back row. Rod to the Costaglone sends it over the net.
Anoka
with a back set. Who's going to get there? Thomas Emmis reaches for it, but just misses it.
13-5 Anoka. Seems like we're on our heels a little bit. Got to be a little bit, get on that offensive side and be aggressive, and think they'll be fine.
Yeah, I think there's a big chance here that they can turn it around.
Anoka serves.
Martin Emmis, misplacement though, goes backwards, and a point for Anoka.
So Anoka leading now 14-5.
Come on, Eagles.
Yep.
We got to turn it on.
Here's a serve by Anoka. In the middle of the court it goes.
Thomas Emmis is scrambling. Merckson stepping on with the kill, but it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, stepping on went cross court that time. And now Coach Molly Hennon is calling another timeout. 15-5, a 10-point lead for Anoka. We're in set one. We'll take another commercial break, and we'll be right back with more boys volleyball right after this.
Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Witte and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 sports booster.
All right, welcome back to St. Michael Albertville High School. Paul Ramo, Hope Schmidt here. Hope, Eagles down by 10.
All right, Eagles got a chance here to turn it around.
Timeout's over by Coach Molly Hennon. Anoka will serve, leading 15-5.
Samirksen stepping on with the set. Rodson Costaglone sends it over the net.
Back to the Anoka side. Here's a hit from the outside.
Great
nice
block by Martin Emmis.
Emmis with a beautiful block.
Thomas Emmis in the back row receives. Smirkson stepping on sets it. Martin Emmis.
Oh, big block by Anoka. Good blockers.
Yeah.
I think that was the best volley there the Eagles have had.
I think so, too. Starting to see them communicate a little stronger and kind of get out of each other's way so they can be more effective.
16-5, Anoka Tornadoes leading La Caparo Valley.
Emmis to stepping on.
Ooh, big drive
from the back row with a great hit over the net. That's a point for the Eagles.
That's his second kill for our son Gico here in set one. That's 2 out of 3 here in our first match. We'll also have a second match when La Caparo Valley plays Prior Lake. And Prior Lake lost their first match to Maple Grove.
Jason Ioannis with a serve over to Anoka. A great block by Emmis, but...
Point Eagles.
Yeah, Point Eagles.
Oh, is that Thomas?
No. That one was Martin, the younger brother.
Okay, Martin Emmis with a beautiful block at the net for La Caparo Valley.
Jason, you want to serve? Goes just over. Oh, killed by Anoka there.
Yeah, that hit the net. Looked like he hit the net when he hit it, but no whistle there. Point for Anoka. Back to a 10-point lead for the Tornadoes. 17-7. Come on, Eagles. Anoka will serve. Eagles ready defensively. Here comes the serve.
Ioannis in the back row. Thomas Emmis with the set. Arson Gico. But it's a block. Back to Ioannis. Martin Emmis sends a deep backwards set. Anoka sends it over. Thomas Emmis receives. Merckx stepping on with a bump. Arson Gico receives again for the Eagles. It's on Anoka's side.
Eagles playing good defense here.
Let's see, we've got...
Well, look at that set.
Oh,
just a little off balance.
Yep.
Who was that?
That was Arson Jeeco. I was a set from Martin Emmis in the back row to Arson Jeeco in the front. Almost there.
Yep.
Great teamwork again. I think the Eagles are starting to warm up.
Yep.
So
good volley.
Yeah, great. They're getting a chance to play against teams with these heights and these experiences.
18-7 in Oka as we pick up the action here, Hope.
All right.
Ooh, look at that kill.
Great kill by Anoka there, number three.
He's got to be playing college volleyball someplace.
Oh,
number three.
You wonder. These tournaments are such a great opportunity for the players to meet other players from other schools. So we have met a couple of students who are going off to play college ball next year.
19-7, Anoka leading. The Eagles need to go on an offensive run here. Anoka will pass it back over on the third hit. Here's that big hit by number three again.
Thomas Dennis tries to return it. It goes out of bounds.
A kill there for Anoka, and they reach 20. It's 20-7.
We got to get out of this rotation. It'd be great if we could get service.
Anoka serves into the back row. It goes.
Carson Rubin to Thomas Dennis. Jeeco in.
And that was Arson
Jeeco, okay. Number 12.
Third kill for Arson Jeeco here in the first set.
Abraham Jeeco coming in. Samerkson stepping on going now. Abraham will go for the serve.
He's 5'9 and a junior. There's a serve. Anoka back set and another hit. And
went into the net,
okay.
Right for the Eagles. Yep, service returns to Abraham Jeeco, number 16. The Eagles had a good little whoo after that point.
Yeah,
here's
right.
By Jeeco.
A little excitement on the Eagle side right now.
Oh.
Anoka scores in the middle for number 14. Anoka in set one. It's best 2 out of 3. If we go to set three, it's to 15. So Anoka serving. Here's number three again. Whoa, look at that serve in the air. Oh, my goodness.
The cross court, the spin, and the power.
That was a tremendous ace serve there by Anoka's number three, right at Coach Hennon's feet.
Went just inside the line.
22-9 Anoka. Again, the serve.
That one was a little shorter.
And passing the ball up to number nine, Thomas Emmis, and it was blocked by Anoka, and it's 23-9. Anoka serving again is number three. They're in their maroon uniforms. Anoka.
Nice receive by Thomas Emmis. Abraham Jeeco with the set. Martin Emmis.
Yeah.
Kill. And Anoka hits it out of bounds. Point for the Eagles.
Martin Emmis with a nice kill from the outside for La Caparo Valley. He's only a ninth grader, Martin Emmis.
Yeah, he's got great volleyball instincts. Fun to watch him play.
Number four serving.
And that one was deep for Martin Emmis there. So, point for Anoka.
Darson Rubin comes back on the court in rotation. It's 23-10 Anoka, and they're serving. Paul Ramo, Hope Schmidt here at St. Michael Albertville High School. The Eagles in the Tornadoes. Right now, it's set point, 24-10. Eagles have it on their side. They got to get it over on the third hit, and they do.
Yeah, Jeeco sends it over. Here comes
a kill.
Strong kill from Anoka. That empty back left corner.
And Anoka wins the first set, 25-10. And let's see if the Eagles can rebound here in set two and force a set three. And we'll take a commercial break. We'll hear a word from our fine sponsors, and we'll be back with set two right after these words. For our fine sponsors.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located at 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located at 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, You're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn a channel. When you plant elite channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local channel seeds dealer.
Sports broadcast on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth. Visit your dentist on a regular basis.
All right, Paul Ramo and Hope Schmidt here at St. Michael Elberville High School. Huge complex, high school complex. I thought I was on a college campus when I drove up here.
Did you see that workout facility when you walked in?
Yeah.
All the boys were looking at it.
It's a huge complex.
It's a big school.
Yep.
We talked a little bit about enrollment for Minnesota State High School League and Anoka at 2,000, Lacapal at 200. So quite an opportunity. In no other sport do you probably get to play schools such different sizes.
Nope.
But here comes set two.
And they're playing one of the best in the state, Anoka, and the Eagles are as well, ranked 25th. They lost the first set, 25-10. Let's see if we can get something going here, Hope. Set two underway.
All right, Sarson Rubin to Ioannis. I already feel the rhythm kind of picking up. I like to see this face from the Eagles. Back to Anoka. A great kill by number 15 from Anoka. We couldn't quite get there.
Between sets, I was watching Coach Molly Hennin. She was pretty animated in the huddle there, trying to fire up the guys. So
blocking is definitely a skill Eagles are working on. Never before have we had a season where we play such tall teams.
Anoka leads 1-0 to start set two. Anoka serves. The Eagles return it quick, and there's a hit by number three. Oh, what a dig.
What a dig by Thomas Emmett. Knocked him right to the floor. Arsenjiko sends it over the net. Great block by Arsenjiko, but goes out of bounds.
Wow, Thomas Emmis. What a dig he had in the back row for Lacapal Valley.
He's got such a great way of receiving the ball, receiving the impact, and then still being able to give it a direction.
2-0 Anoka. They serve.
Ioannis to Emmis. Tajiko does a little light tap over the net.
Anoka returns it on the third hit with another monster kill by our number three guy.
Yeah,
he
it's a fun
is
player
awesome.
To watch.
Oh my.
Great serves and great kills. Yep.
He is definitely college material, definitely. 3-0. Anoka leads and they serve again. And passes it up the front of the net. Nice drive there by number six.
That was commercial stepping on, and Anoka hits it out. Eagles get their first point of the set.
Abraham Jiko will come off the bench on the rotation to serve. Abraham is a setter, 5'9 junior for Lacapal Valley. There's the whistle from the referee. Here's the serve by Abraham.
Great serve by Jiko.
And the outside kill is out. They're really, Minoka's really giving.
Strong hitters.
They're trying to pass the ball, get the ball to number three. You can see that's what they're trying
Some
to
real
do.
Real intentional setting there.
Serve again by Lacapal Valley. It's 3-2. Can the Eagles tie it up?
Oh, and the ball comes up here into the balcony.
Oh, look at that.
Sent out up here to the balcony by Thomas Emmis. That'll be a point for Anoka. And I think I saw Superintendent Lemke handing it back. We've got some more Lacapal fans here at St. Michael tonight.
Well, I think we're going to be talking to Superintendent Lemke here in a little bit. He's standing right next to us. And
Jason Ioannis with the receive, Abraham Jiko with the set, Thomas Emmis with the drive, but it's blocked and sent back over the net to the Eagles. Jiko with the dig, Jason Ioannis with the bump, Abraham Jiko sets it back over to Anoka.
Here's a soft touch.
That number three, Martin Emmis, sends it over to Thomas, who just sends it slightly over the net.
Oh!
He worked for it again. He did it twice, and he got the point. Nice job, Thomas Emmis.
What a play at the net by Thomas Emmis. Wow.
And that was great teamwork between number four, Martin, and number nine, Thomas. Those are brothers.
Okay, they're brothers,
yeah.
Okay.
We've got two sets of brothers on the court right now.
Who are they?
Abraham Jiko and Arsenjiko. and Martin Emmis and Thomas. So 16 and 12 and 4 and 9. Eagles get another point. We're tied, Paul, 4-4.
We're tied, 4-4.
Martin Emmis with the serve for the Eagles. I think Anoka is a little surprised. Here come the Eagles.
Can the Eagles take the lead?
Jason, you want us with a dig? Or Tico with a dig? Martin Emmis gets it over.
Anoka side. Here we go.
Oh.
Double. Oh, I thought that was a double.
I thought
hit.
That, yep. Thomas Emmis to Houston Heathen. Arson Tico, that kid's everywhere. Anoka sends it over the net. Martin Emmis with the receive in the back row. Abraham Tico with a set. Houston Heathen.
Oh, big block by Anoka.
Yep.
Good volley. That was the longest volley of the match so far. Bodies are flying all over the place.
I love to see that commitment, that dedication from the players.
The Eagles are a little more aggressive this set. Anoka leads 5-4. A little different set here than set one, I think.
We're on our on our toes in a good way.
Oh, nice dig by Anoka's number three in the back.
Thomas Emmis tries to set it over the net, just a little short, though.
Coach Hannon still... Molly is almost on the court half the time. I don't realize
she knows.
You always
got to watch your toes. yes, passionate in every point of the game.
Two-point lead for Anoka.
You want it in the back row. Houston Heathen with a spike over the net, but it gets returned. Arson Deco tries to send it over, but gets blocked.
The three ladies doing the stats on the bench... They do a good job, don't they?
Yeah, we are so grateful for our managers. We've got Junior Rosie and two sophomores, Rose and Rainey. They help our team go around.
7-4 Anoka.
Oh, nice kill by Houston Heathen. But, point still in action.
By the defense. Number three does everything. He's defense in the back row for Anoka. Here's Lacaparo Valley.
Another great point. Still going ball on the court, though.
They have to stop the play because another volleyball came loose from another court and rolled onto our court here. So
that was such a fun point to watch.
Yep. 7-4 Anoka, and they're serving to the Eagles. And a service there by Anoka. Gives a point to the Eagles, and they're down by a point, 7-5.
Arson Gico, number 12, is going to come and serve. I think 7-5 to Anoka. Gico with the serve.
I love watching him serve, but that was a little too strong.
Too much.
He had his Wheaties this morning.
I think Wheaties and Gatorade is what this team is living.
That's what they live on?
Wheaties, Gatorade, and, I don't know, Takis.
3-point lead for Anoka in set two. Anoka took the first set, 25-10.
Great receive by Ruben in the back row for the Eagles. Emmis,
Thomas Emmis with a kill.
And great dig there by Starson Ruben.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a great point for the Eagles.
The eighth grader, Starson Ruben, a libero player. That's why he's a libero player. He can dig the balls up in the back row.
I don't... Thomas Emmis with the serve.
Anoka returns it.
Thomas Emmis with the dig to Deco to Casabone with a deep set over the net to Anoka. Ruben now for the Eagles. Emmis sets it up.
Blocked out of bounds for Anoka. Point Eagles.
That was a great fight by Junior Rodson Casabone. He's number 8.
Hey, it's 8-7. This is way different than the first set. The Eagles are in this one.
Oh.
They're playing a lot more aggressive.
Thomas Emmis up with the serve for the Eagles over the net. And set by Anoka. Block went up by the Eagles, but it landed in bounds on the Eagle side. So point for Anoka there.
Coach Molly Hannon had to go chase that volleyball down.
I always wonder what the coaches feel like after these matches. That you can just see their passion.
Yep.
They must get tired at night, right?
Back to a 2-point lead for Anoka. We're in set 2, 9-7.
That from Emmis, and Houston Heathen sends it over the net. Number 5.
That's Houston.
Heathen's
second kill of the match.
Houston's a 10th grader, and he and Rodson Casaglone are two players who have just really blown up this year. Fun to see them come alive.
Hey, the Eagles can tie it up. They're down 9-8, and Sarson serves. Anoka returns it.
Emmis to Gico to Casaglone with a set over the net.
Anoka, second hit, third hit at the net.
Oh,
good.
Emmis gets a gets a wrist on it, but it goes out of bounds.
10-8. The Eagles need to win this set to force a set three. Can they do it?
Oh, you know, Paul, I'm so excited for the second match tonight, too. Just watching the way the boys are playing, it's going to be a good night for volleyball.
They'll play Prior Lake about 20 minutes after this match with Anoka here.
Step by stepping on, but it goes into the net. Can't quite get the timing. Point for Anoka.
11-8 Anoka. It was an 8-7.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles just can't seem to get it over to the hump here in set two. Anoka serving.
Thomas Emmis to Smirkson stepping on. Gico with a back of the court attack, but it goes too deep.
Oh, Coach Hennon disagreeing with the call. Back judge, and Molly's not happy. She's at the talking with the floor referee. She wanted a point there. But Anoka gets it. It's 12-8.
Service. Thomas Emmis does the dig in the back row. To Martin Emmis. Nice kill there by Martin Emmis.
Nice kill by Martin in the middle of the court there.
So fun to see the way that young man is contributing. He hasn't been a part of the varsity squad the entire time this season, and wow, what an impact he's making. Jason Ioannis with a serve for the Eagles.
Here's Jason's serve, goes deep into the back row, and Anoka passes up to the net.
Martin stops it on the Eagles' side, and Thomas Emmis sets it to Chico, but Anoka returns it. Thomas Emmis receives in the back row. Smirkson stepping on with a set. And Rubin with the
in the middle
fight.
Court, yeah.
Nice receive there by Jason Ioannis. Martin Emmis with a set. Oh, great volleyball happening. There's blocks and digs.
Oh, he couldn't get it over.
Oh, great effort there by the Eagles. Couldn't quite get it.
What a fun volley that was that time between Anoka and Lacaparl Valley. My goodness.
Fun to see all their skills being shown off.
Anoka leading 13-9, and they'll be serving to the Eagles here. Anoka won the first set, 25-10. We played the best two out of three. Anoka serves. Here we go. Over to net it goes.
Jason Ioannis gets it in the back row. Chico with the bump, and Martin Emmis sends it over. Oh, and out.
Out point Anoka. Think he'd want that one over?
Yeah, I think there's a little miscommunication there between him and Thomas.
And we got a timeout on the floor, so we'll take a commercial break. Anoka leads 1-0. They lead set 2-14-9. We'll be back after a word for our fine sponsors.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm, home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1984. Clement Electric, we're here to serve you.
Paul Ramo, Hope Schmidt here at St. Michael Elberville High School. Appreciate you tuning in to Q92 for Lacaparl Valley boys volleyball action. The Eagles lost the first set 25-10. Timeout's over by Molly Hennon, coach. And Anoka leading here in set 2, 14-9.
It's been a different set than that first set.
It definitely is. Anoka with the ball from the outside, their big hitter. And
point goes to Anoka. A good block put up by Emmis and Smirson stepping on, but point to the Anoka Tornadoes.
15-9. It was 8-7. The Eagles had an opportunity to tie it up there. But now Anoka's gone on a bit of a 4-5-0 run or something.
Mm-hmm. Ruben to Chico. Oh, can the Eagles keep it alive? No. Goes out of bounds.
Seppinen
kind of rolled off the net, funny.
Yeah, Seppinen did a nice job there trying to play it off the net. Just good. Coach Hannon doing some coaching there. 16-9, Anoka.
Jason Ioannis to Thomas Emmis, and then Smirkson stepping on with a hard push over the net. Anoka receives it with a little tip, and stepping on sets it, and Emmis sets it back over.
Oh, big kill at the net in the middle there for Anoka. Eagles couldn't play it in the back row, and so a point for Anoka, and they've jumped out to a 17-9 lead here in set two. Eagles will play about 20 minutes after this. They'll play Prior Lake. They lost earlier to Maple Grove.
Chico there with a little tip over the net.
What are they going to call? Give it a point
call
to the Eagles there?
Call it a point to the Eagles.
Oh.
Arson Chico there was kind of advocating for the team, I think.
Yeah, they got to give that to the Eagles. Yeah, they did. Yeah. Okay, they gave the point to the Eagles. Here comes Abraham Chico in to serve off the bench.
Chico's a strong server. Haven't seen a lot of strong serves from him tonight. Maybe this is where it starts.
17-10. It's a 7-point lead for the Anoka Tornadoes. And just out of bounds, Abraham. Served just out of bounds, not by much.
The opportunity to play in all these different gyms and get used to all these different environments is so valuable, but you feel the growing pains for the Eagles this year.
Here's the serve for Anoka. It's an ace serve for the Tornadoes. Now they lead 19-10. They win this set, they'll win the match. 2-0. And Coach Hannon wants another timeout, so we'll take another commercial break. 19-10, Anoka here in set two. We'll be back with more boys volleyball from St. Michael Elberville High School right after this.
Sports also brought to you by Old National Bank in Madison. When it comes to managing your money, you need convenience, flexibility, and sometimes some good advice. That's why you have Old National Bank. They offer a range of checking accounts to meet your everyday needs, plus plenty of lending options when you need them. And you can always turn to Old National for guidance. Come meet the Madison team at 222 6th Avenue or visit anytime at oldnational.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Rise Nursery of Porter. Need large nursery trees? Well, contact Rodney Rye at Rise Nursery and Tree Moving. They have them, 4 and 10 inch in diameter. Call Rodney Rye at 507-296-4488 or give Rodney a call on his cell phone at 507-829-4614. That's Rise Nursery and Tree Moving in Porter.
We're back. 19-10, Anoka. And after the commercial break, they serve, and it's 20-10. Anoka took the first set 25-10. And if they win this set, they'll win the match.
Let's go, Eagles. Let's go. Hard for me when I broadcast with you. I can't quite scream as long as I...
Go ahead. You go ahead and cheer. Oh, nice dig.
Great dig by Thomas Emmis. Set by Chico. Emmis does a little soft tip over the net. That one's out, though. The Eagles will get that point. What I'm wanting to see from the Eagles is a little harder hitting, and I feel like it's been a little timid at the net. A lot of these soft little tips that are short, and as Coach Andrew Schmidt would say, hitters got to hit.
Yeah. Martin Emmis serves for La Caprile Valley. Anoka returns it on the third hit. Here's the Eagle side.
Chico gets it in. And that's another point for the Eagles.
Our son Chico leads the Eagles in kills. He had 4 in the first set.
Arson's a really talented player.
Going about a 12-0 run, guys.
We got this. Count. Martin Emmis with the serve. Good serve.
Anoka returns it big time outside hit there.
It's a great outside load. I am looking at this court here. It's a little hard to load for an outside hitter when you're this close to the bleachers. It changes the way you got to play the court.
Yep. 21-12. Anoka leading La Caprile Valley set two. Anoka serves to the Eagles. Here we go.
Houston Heathen to Thomas Ennis with the set. Heathen hits there, but it goes out of bounds.
22-12. Well, to get better, you
got
to
play
the best.
Yeah.
You
got to
play
yep.
the best, too.
Yep.
They're playing one of the best teams in the state right now.
Yes, yep. I remember at the beginning of the season, Coach Andrew and Molly both saying that we needed to feel what it feels like to lose so that we can get better, because you can't walk around thinking you're the best. And that has been the season. We take a loss and we learn from it, and then we come back better the next round.
23-12. We'll have a Neon Needles post-game show coming up. We got a couple special guests we're going to interview on the Neon Needles post-game show. Looking forward to that.
Okay. Superintendent Lemka and Athletic Director Zach Shelter.
All right. No
Houston
curve.
Heathen with an awesome kill from the left side there.
That might be our Ottawa's play of the game in set two there.
That was monstrous. And it gets us past how many points the boys scored in the first set. So maybe a little momentum here at the end. I love the never give up spirit. Arthur Gico with a great serve.
Ace serve. There you go, guys. Our son Gico with an ace serve for La Caparo Valley.
And serve again by Gico. Oh, a little too far.
Oh, you heard him grunt after he left. He hit the ball. You knew it was going to be too far. Well, here we go. Set point, match point for the Anoka Tornadoes, 24-14. We only blew best two out of three. Anoka serves. Next point, they'll win the match.
Starts in Reuben to Abraham Gico, and starts in Reuben with a back row hit. Houston Heathen now. Abraham Gico. Oh.
There it is.
Was that in?
Yep.
Oh, that was. Yep. Game point to Anoka.
So the Anoka Tornadoes win set two, 25-14. They took set one, 25-10. We'll take a commercial break, and we'll be back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner. With a hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus, they offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202.
Sports also brought to you by the Western Guard newspaper in Madison. Stop by their office right on Main Street and sign up for your subscription today. You can give them a call at 320-598-7521. That's the Western Guard newspaper. All the news you need to know right there in your mailbox once a week. Check them out online at thewesterngardnews.com and like them on Facebook.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
And we're back with boys volleyball here at St. Michael Albertville High School, and we have two special guests joining us. We've got Athletic Director for La Caparo Valley, Zach Stelter, and Superintendent Scott Lemke. Welcome, guys.
Hey, Hope. Good to be here.
Hey, thanks for joining us. How's the night been going so far?
Excellent. Yeah, I mean, they're standing tall against Anoka Hennepin, the second largest district in the state, you know, and has probably had club programming going on the entire time too. But they stood their ground out there. I'm really proud of the guys.
Yeah, it's fun. It's really fun to be here and watch our guys and support them and see them compete at, like you said, against some of the top competition in the state. So
yeah.
So far, Anoka is ranked 11th and Lacka Prowl 25th. So up there, but yeah.
In our first year,
yeah. You can't say that enough, how historic that is.
Yeah.
What kind of good stuff did you see on the court? Anything you noticed the guys were doing well? Or what do you think we got to work on as we think about next season and competing against these big giants?
Well, I definitely think we can serve. I mean, it seemed like the vast majority of our serves were in, and their serve receive, I was very impressed with our guys' ability to handle some. I mean, these guys could send some chili peppers over there.
They were
receiving them well, and they weren't intimidated.
That libero in the back row, he's an eighth grader.
Yes.
I mean, so
we have a lot of young guys out there, and I just think the more they play together, the tougher competition that we face is only going to make us better going forward. So going to, you know, being in these tournaments with all these very, very large schools, it's only going to help us. So
the quote Andrew Schmidt, JV coach, has been saying a lot this year is, we found a new gym.
Yeah.
You know, we were the best in our region, and it was time to find a new gym so we could keep getting better, and the boys have sure done that this year. What does it mean to you having being one of the first 88 schools in the state to have a boys volleyball program?
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, I like to say it kind of puts us on the map more, you know.
Yeah.
I've kind of told a lot of people that when they've asked us kind of how we started this and how it feels. And, you know, even just standing up here and watching us play, I heard a couple guys from, I think it's Maple Grove, they were asking, like, what is LQPV? and so I think it's cool to be, you know, not only, you know, one of the first teams in the state to be part of a program, but then also to having our school being one of the only ones really in our area and side of the state, for that matter, to do it. So, yeah, I mean, it's special. It brings different type of recognition, and we're definitely proud of the guys.
Yeah,
for sure.
Definitely.
At the game on Tuesday night when it was at a neutral site at Battle Lake and the boys were taking on Bemidji, it was so fun to see the Battle Lake student section. And I feel like that's what's been really special about this season is all the different schools collaborating, and we're all kind of getting creative about how to make our seasons happen, and the collaboration is just outstanding.
Yeah, and you can tell they're having a good time, too, and it's only going to get better from here.
That's always, usually there's extra fans around the Eagles court because they just say, your team is so fun to watch.
Yeah.
And you get that when you watch them. They're having a great time.
They are, definitely.
Hope for the future as you look forward to the next season. What do you think?
I want to get us more home games. That's my goal.
Absolutely.
And we're already off to a good start on that. So got a couple for next year already, so it's exciting. But, I want us to get some more home games so we don't have to be – people can come to us. We don't have to go to everybody all the time, you know. Because I know our gym would be packed for these guys.
Yeah,
so,
for sure. Coach Hennon always kind of says, why did we come out slow in the first set? That's always our feedback. And it is challenging after you've just spent three or so hours on the bus or in the van to kind of come out fresh.
And another thing that I want to obviously help too is, I mean, if we can get our schedule even more packed than it is, that's a goal too. So maybe, you know, obviously get some home matches and maybe some more neutral site. Now we play more teams, they see us play, maybe they're, you know,
they want to play us.
Whether it's a neutral site or even if it's an away match. But yeah, I mean, it's a building from here, and I only see bigger and better things going forward.
Yeah, I couldn't be more proud of these guys. They've shown a ton of poise this year. I mean, taking on teams that have been in existence a lot longer and schools that are a lot bigger and winning most of their games, they're really they've kind of captivated the interest of Lacka Prowl, but like you said, I think some of the other teams too.
Yeah, that you say that. Boyd Hubert was out to with Care 11 a week ago with a program recording some footage, and I've heard now that that will air on May 18th as part of the 10 o'clock news for Care 11. So learn even more about the program. He interviewed some players, and you'll see some staff on there and coaches. Lots of momentum going for these young men.
For sure.
I think it's only uphill from here.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for joining us. That was Superintendent Scott Lemke and Athletics Director Zach Stelter. And we'll take a break there and hear from our sponsors.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
The time is 3 minutes after 7 o'clock. Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good makes them look good.
Your up-to-date source for local weather is KLQP, Q92.
Here's your Q92 country weather for western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. A red flag warning continues. Slight chance for showers tonight, otherwise partly cloudy. Lows dip down to about 46. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 61. Lows level off around 34. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Lots of sunshine and dry Sunday and Monday. Upper 50s. Sunday, upper 60s by Monday. Looking further out, 72 Tuesday, 74 Wednesday, and 82 on Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly on Q92 Country. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
Great music for Gary, Clear Lake, and Millbank, South Dakota on Q92 KLQP-FM.
Everybody, to St. Michael Albertville High School. Paul Ramo here with Pope Schmidt. We're about a few minutes away from match number two tonight for the Lacapoil Valley boys volleyball team. And Hope, nice job on the Neon Eagles postgame show.
My first postgame show.
Yeah. I didn't hear what the guys were saying.
It was fun talking about kind of the history of the program and where it's going. You know, lots of potential for the future.
Yeah, to start up a program like boys volleyball, it's hard to do.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of hands. I know you and Andrew and Molly had a big hand in it. And it has to have school board approval.
You know, we've talked to other teams who we've played this season who haven't had the same community or school board support, and what a harder journey they've had.
Mm-hmm.
So we are so grateful for all the community donations and just showing up and love that has been sent their way and the school board checking in and funding parts of this season, so we count ourselves as blessed, that's for sure.
That's right. And we got to give a shout-out to Coach Molly Hennon. Of course, Molly is getting married this summer, and her husband's taking Molly away from us.
Oh, I hate to say it, yes.
What a blessing she's been to the program.
Yeah, her talent, her passion, and her ability to coach these young men. Female coaching young men or a male coaching young women, you just never know how that dynamic's going to go, and the boys have the most respect for Molly, and it just works really well.
Good. And did we find out how JV did?
Okay, so I got a little update. Kinston Coney, who's our JV libero, Kinston's a junior at Lacapoil this year, and he is also the president of the Diversity Club at Lacapoil Valley High School. Kinston just stopped by down on the court, and I screamed out for an update. And I might not have this perfect here, but Lacapoil lost their JV match against Anoka. The first set, 9-25, which kind of reminds me of our first set, right? And then the second set, 21-25.
Oh, wow.
So really got competitive there in their second set. Lots of hope for both these teams as they take on Prior Lake their next match.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in, Anoka, the largest school district in Minnesota, they defeated the Eagles 25-10 in the first set and 25-14 in the second set. Second set, they played a little better than the first set.
Oh, my. The volleys were going longer. There was more communication and just more creative playing. Really feel like the boys are waking up.
And then Prior Lake at 5 o'clock, they did play Maple Grove. So the Eagles are in Pool 3, which is four teams, Prior Lake, Anoka, Maple Grove, and Lacapaw Valley. Earlier tonight, Maple Grove beat Prior Lake 2-0. So Lacapaw Valley playing Prior Lake here. This is actually a pretty large tournament. I think there's 16 teams here, and most of the teams are state-ranked, including the Eagles. And so this is an outstanding tournament. You can see some of the best boy volleyball players in the state here this weekend.
So I mean, just saying that, right? Lacapaw's playing against some of the best teams in the state. There is just one class for boys volleyball right now in Minnesota, so it doesn't matter your school size. Everybody plays against each other. The Eagles have had mostly tournament play so far this season. Because we are geographically kind of isolated compared to where the other teams are, and we haven't been able to convince anyone this season to come out to Lacapaw, but there's a lot in talk
there's
for next
in the work.
Season. Yeah. So tournament play's been how they've been building their record, and this is definitely the hardest pool play we've seen this season.
When I walked in here, Hope, Maple Grove was playing. I was watching their head coach. You know him. And he was pump-fisting the Eagles players as they were coming in the gym. He was so excited to see Lacapaw Valley here.
So we are really grateful for head coach of Maple Grove, Jameson Gray. He is kind of a seed planner for Lacapaw as we were looking about a year ago to make this jump for this season. We needed a mentor, and Jameson Gray was that for us and telling us kind of who do you need to talk to at the state level. He's part of the Minnesota Boys Volleyball Association, and he's just the best cheerleader.
He cheerleads.
You can see with his own team the way he encourages them, and he has been super gracious and encouraging to our team. And again, I love this being a part of this sport as it's getting started in Minnesota. You just feel this camaraderie and that everyone's kind of fighting for the same opportunity for these young men.
Right. Well, we're just a minute or so away from the opening serve between the Lacapaw Valley and Prior Lake. Coach Molly Hennon has her team gathered around her. And look at Molly. I don't think I've seen Molly this animated before. She is...
There are some strong facials and hand gestures, encouraging and coaching her players.
This tournament continues tomorrow, too. And you play... What time do you play tomorrow? We won't be broadcasting tomorrow.
No. So the pool play will finish tomorrow morning, and Lacapaw will play at 9 o'clock.
Maple Grove.
Against Maple Grove. Yep. So that's our first time playing against that coach who's kind of a mentor to us. It'll be a fun match.
All right.
There will be good sportsmanship across the net.
Good. All right. So, this thing, I don't know. They got eight courts going on here. We're in the main gym here at St. Michael Elberville with two courts, and then the other gym has like four.
Right. It looks like a practice court kind of setup.
Yep.
This looks like the main maybe competition court.
All right, both
there's
teams.
A wave across the court there.
Yeah, both teams
Fire
line
Lake
up on
Eagle.
The... This is, that's kind of cool, actually. Both teams line up in the back court, and they wave at each other across the net. And here we go with Prior Lake. And who is on the floor here for Lacapaw Valley?
All right, starting for the Eagles, we've got Jason Ioannis, number 13, Houston Heathen, number 5, and Martin Emmis. Number 9 there in the back row. Front row, we've got Arson Gico, Jaden Redepenny making his first showing of this tournament, and Smirkson stepping on number 6.
And guess what? I do have a roster for Prior Lake.
We're getting some waves from the bench. Martin Emmis and Abraham Gico over there waving to us, Paul.
They like that they're on the radio.
I like that
right?
energy. Yep.
And
that's a way to start the match.
And we have a few parents here. John Redepenny, he's down there.
There he is.
We got some parents here today.
We've got parents. We heard there from the superintendent, Scott Lemke, and activities director, Zach Shelter. Again, that's just that community support is so awesome. And we've got our awesome bus driver, Miss Amy, that is here too, cheering on the boys.
Oh, okay. All right, here we go. Hope, I'll take it away.
Over the net to Prior Lake. And it's spiked there by number 32 from Prior Lake. Eagles couldn't get there.
And I have his name, Braden Kellen, for Prior Lake, number 32. And he's going to serve.
Back row ready.
Both these teams lost their opening matches. There's a serve.
Jason Ioannis with the dig. Thomas Emmis with the set. Arson Gico
with the
blocked out of bounds.
There, but yep, blocked out of bounds. So, and I'm not seeing any points up on that scoreboard.
Should be 1-1. No, they gave it to Prior Lake there, so it should be 2-0.
And there we go. There's
Prior Lake serves. Here we go.
You want us to MS Thurston Rubin?
Oh, what a kill!
Kill by Thurston Rubin.
What a kill by Starson. My goodness, did he get up on that one. He's only in eighth grade.
Okay, and did you see his height? He is 5'4". Oh. Yep, and he just makes a big impact. You wouldn't know it.
He acts like he's 6'4".
Great serve there by Abraham Jico for the Eagles.
And Dylan Flam.
And that's a point for Prior Lake. Abraham Jico kind of got stuck on his toes there, couldn't get it, and it landed in bounds on the Eagles' side.
Redepenny at the net here for Lacapaw Valley, and Prior Lake will be serving number 19, Leighton Hedrick. They're at Prior Lake in their white, all white jerseys. The Eagles in their all black.
I like the black. It's sharp. Looks like they're fixing the pin or something over there on the net.
Ooh, they got a net issue. Somebody broke the net. You know, when I played sand volleyball, the net broke all the time.
Yeah. Ours would fall down altogether.
Yeah.
So, well, I'm not surprised with the power these young men are hitting with.
Yeah. Oh, the antenna came loose on the net.
There
now,
we go.
They got duct tape. I see the duct tape out. They're duct taping the antenna to the net.
You know, Paul, this makes me think back to our first season 3 years ago when we learned there was an actual height for boys volleyball for the net. You know, it was higher than the net for women's volleyball.
Okay. Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So I remember at the first practice everyone having to adjust.
So the boys volleyball net is higher than the girls volleyball.
Yep. Oh.
Here we go. 3-1. Prior Lake, 4-1, and a kill by number 11, Dylan Chapman for Prior Lake.
Jico had some action there at the net with a great little block and return, but Prior Lake was able to receive and get it back over for a point.
Eagles on defense here. Here's a serve by Prior Lake's number 13, Lance Hallstrom, and it goes
good
out.
Good job, Ruben. He almost wanted to touch that one. He pulled his hands down quick. Good read.
Redepenny comes out, and onto the floor is number 5 for the Eagles.
That's
Ethan. Ethan.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, junior this year. He's a taller guy on
look
the
at Starson.
Squad.
My goodness.
Starson's got a great shirt. So fun to watch. And Anoka returns it. Quick set to Thomas Ennis.
Oh, that's out. Point Eagles.
Woo.
I am so impressed with Starson Rubin. And you look at the roster, and he's only eighth grader. He's 5'4", as Hope mentioned, but he's playing like he's 6'4".
Oh.
Look at that serve.
Yeah! That was a nice little tip by Arson Jico. Great placement, and it goes out of bounds on the Anoka side. Points Eagles. We're tied, Paul. We're tied at 4-4.
4-4. They were down 4-1 thanks to Starson Ruby. You know, again, in Wilmer, he had four or five ace serves in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And his serves are
something's
so hard.
Going on over there on the Prior Lake side. Oh, we lost the ball. That's what they're doing.
They're looking for a ball.
Under the bench, we found it.
The bleachers
to Ruben.
There, yeah.
Ruben.
Go ahead.
Ruben with the serve. It's another strong one. Anoka bumps that over the net. Emmis receives. Jico with the set.
And Abraham tried to kick the ball over the net. That's legal, I think.
It is legal. Yep. Yeah, legal in volleyball. I also love when you can do kind of the pancake and do a save.
Point for Prior Lake, 5-4. Paul Ramo, Hope Schmidt here tonight. Lacapaw Valley Boys Volleyball, thanks for tuning in. The serve for Anoka. Number 3, Evan Anderson, hit the net and it went over.
You heard my surprise there. I couldn't believe that went over. And we sure weren't anywhere close to get to it.
6-4. We were tied 2-2, and the serve by Anderson is into the net. Point Eagles.
Oh, there's a great momentum happening for the Eagles here so far in the set. And you see a difference in the facial expression.
Yes.
Yep, there's a lightheartedness. Hopefully we can focus it, get those points.
Hope and I are actually broadcasting above the court here, and it's a great view.
It's a really fun way to view the game.
6-5, the Eagles can tie it up with a point here.
Castiglione to Arson Jico, and Castiglione with a deep set over to Prior Lake.
Here's a hit from the outside.
Great block by Arson Jico. That's a point for the Eagles.
Wow, monster blocked there by the sophomore, Yusen Ethan.
Oh, that was a great play by the Eagles. And a nice receive by Rodson Costigo. I'm like seeing that come out in him. Served by Arson Gico. Ace serve. And Eagles full ahead.
That's the second ace serve for Arson Gico. And the Eagles have the first lead of the night.
Man, the bench is getting loud for the Eagles. We got
7-6, La Caporal Valley.
Something happening over there at the ref table.
Oh, yeah. The four referees making sure the rotation is correct with the scores table, or the score. We'll see.
The Eagles are huddling together to...
Now the floor referee looking at some of the numbers of the Eagles. Got to have the right rotation in.
Yeah, that has been a learning curve for us, is getting our rotations right. The Eagles didn't get any rotation calls at their last tournament, but that was a challenge, our first tournament.
7-6, the scoreboard says. The Eagles lead. And I don't think they ever led against Anoka.
No, so I think we had a tie moment.
This is our first lead of the night. Still the floor referee talking with the scores table over there, trying to get the right people on the floor. Now the referee coming to talk with Coach Molly Hennon. Get it straightened out here.
There's something, the point net number 2, Jaden Redepenning. And something with the libero, maybe. Still conferring with the judge, or what do I call that, Paul? The ref table?
Yep.
Okay.
The scores table. They got three people at the table, someone running the scoreboard, someone running the official book, and the floor referee.
I think it's the libero checker.
What's bad about this is kind of stops our momentum a little bit.
Yep. So. The boys are going to have to come through this, work through this.
Yep.
Arson Gico's dribbling that volleyball, keeping his energy ready to go. I'd be second, though.
7-6. If you're just tuning in, the Eagles lost to Anoka 2-0, 25-10, 25-14. All right, they got the issue worked out, and we're underway.
Gico with the serve. 14 sends it out of bounds again for Anoka. That's a point for the Eagles. Eagles go ahead 8-6 against Prior Lake here at St. Michael Albertville. Gico back up with the serve.
Deep serve into the back row. Goes to 14. What happened there?
Oh, right over the fingertips of Thomas Emmis, lands behind him and bounds. Points for Prior Lake.
8-7, La Caporal Valley leading Prior Lake by 1 point here in set one. We played at 25. Serving is Flam. Eighth serve for Dillon, number 14 for Prior Lake.
Back to a tie game here. Our back row's got to get their toes moving.
I just noticing the Maple Grove coach right below us here. He's cheering it for the Eagles.
Oh,
did you see that?
That's fun. It's fun to see the relationships these young men form. Another opportunity to come and get to play on this big stage. Point for the Eagles there. Anoka sends it out of bounds.
Or Prior Lake.
I'm in the wrong match. Prior Lake sends it out of bounds.
So the Eagles have a 9-8 lead. I don't think I've seen Coach Hannon work so hard at a volleyball match. She's really into this one.
I mean, great opportunity.
Point Eagles.
Communication error over there in Prior Lake. Almost a double hit or so, but lands in the court on Prior Lake side. Thomas Ennis is going to serve for the Eagles. Got a great little float over the net.
Holstrom returns a big hit for Prior Lake.
Good dig by Rubin, set by Ennis. Costiglone with a perfect placement on the back left corner. Eagles pulling ahead 11-8. Great energy on the bench. And senior Jaden Redepenning really cheering the Eagles on.
They're fired up. La Caporal Valley, the Eagle volleyball team. Here we go.
Served there by Thomas Emmett.
Drive at the net, and it goes in a net by Braden Kellen of Prior Lake. Point, La Caporal Valley.
Oh, to 8 here. Eagles are on a roll. Thomas Emmis is going to serve again. I can just imagine not any teachers or electoral staff listening laughing at me. Thomas Emmis tries to get that dig, but it sends it out of bounds. Point for Anoka.
Prior Lake, Dylan Chapman.
Oh, my gosh.
Dylan Chapman with a major kill in the middle of the court there.
Sorry. Prior Lake.
Oh. that's all in the, all you do tonight, Hope, that's
I'm
fine.
I'm okay. Harley. Do we know their mascot? Maybe that'll help me remember.
Yep.
What are they, the Prierley?
I looked it up. I can't remember right off the top of my head. We'll have to look it up.
Yeah, I was just going to look up, too, their enrollment size.
Prierley,
Houston, he's gone, sends it over the net, but a dig there underneath it. Emmis with a set. Gico, tip.
There's point
yeah.
Eagles. That was definitely a tip.
Yeah, that was a tip. Point to the Eagles.
And that was Arson with the kill?
Arson with the kill. Arson Gico.
Sweet. 13-9, La Caporal Valley. We're in set one here at St. Michael Elberville High School.
Oh, Paul. So I'm looking at enrollment. Prior Lake, Minnesota State High School League enrollment, 2,650.
That's larger than Anoka.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Anoka was the largest school district.
I'm wondering if it's just asking. I'm not sure, but yes,
no,
it is reading.
9 through 12,
total,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
How many students?
It says
2,652. Wow.
Again, La Caporal Valley's total MSHSL enrollment, 203.
Here's picking up the action. A hit in the net by Prior Lake, and the Eagles go up by 4 points, 14-10.
So fun to see the Eagles compete on this
What was
stage.
Their nickname? Did you see?
Oh, well, that was the goal, so that maybe I'd remember it was Prior Lake now.
Number 13, Jason Luanas comes in.
The Lakers. Prior Lake Lakers. That fits great.
Yeah.
Color is navy, blue, and gold. They've got white uniforms on tonight with kind of a cool PL outline. Eagles in black.
All right, we got a timeout, so we'll take a commercial break here, and the Eagles have a 14-10 lead here in set one over the Prior Lake Lakers. We'll be back after this.
Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Swenson Nelson and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 325-98-7578. That's 325-98-7578 for Swenson Nelson and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year.
All right, Paul Ramo, Hope Smith back here at St. Michael's Albertville High School. And the Eagles are in set one with Prior Lake. 14-11 as we come out of commercial break.
Nice
Prior Lake
serving. Those bleachers.
Who was that?
Jason Ioannis went into the dig. Thomas Ennis tried to chase it, but ran into some bleachers.
It's a two-point lead for La Caporal Valley, 14-12. Got a nice crowd here watching this match.
Carson Rubin with the dig. Ennis with the set. Gico.
Point Eagles!
With a great little tip over the net.
Is that Arson again?
Yeah, Arson Gico, number 12.
Yeah, he's leading the Eagles in kills in the match here.
He has this great way of doing these little secret tips over the net with great placement in the corner.
Hey, is the JV playing again?
Hey, yes. So JV right now would be playing also against the Prior Lake JV. Oh, service error there by Abraham Gico.
I noticed the bench, some of the guys on the bench are always waving at us up here.
They're a friendly crew.
Yeah.
Yeah, very charismatic, full of personality. So fun to watch. That's always the comment we hear when we go to these tournaments.
Prior Lake serves. Eagles lead 15-3. Redepenny with a nice hit. Oh, big kill in the middle.
Yeah, a little quick set and kill there for Prior Lake. Brings the score to 16 Eagles, 14 Prior Lake.
Chapman for Prior Lake with his third kill of the set here. 15-14. 1 point lead for La Caporal Valley. Prior Lake serving. Here's a serve.
Thomas Ennis with the receive. Abraham Gico with a back set to brother Arson Gico with a kill over the net. Point for the Eagles.
Arson gets a lot of touches on the volleyball, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's a great all-around player, utility player. I know early in the season, I want to say he started as an outside hitter, but great kill there by Fire Lake. Slam. Yeah. Anyway, the position that they've moved Arson into now, outside hitter, has been a much better fit.
Okay.
Oh, he was playing setter. Okay. Yeah, and his hitting is fantastic.
Well, Fire Lake can tie it up here. 16-15, Eagles lead. Fire Lake serves. Big hit from the outside. Oh, they can't get it and tie it up. 16-16.
A lot of little action there on the net.
We got to name a Neon Needles Subway player of the game in that first set for the Eagles. We haven't talked about that, but I'll let you handle that, Hope.
Yeah. You know, when I look back to that first match against Noak, I think Martin Emmis was an instrumental player. He had a couple of kills, some good serves, and had some moments where he's really rallying the team, trying to get the momentum going for the Eagles there against the Noak.
Okay, and we have that Wow Ottawa play of the game, and I'm going to give that to Houston Heathen with his monster kill in the middle of the net there. That was in the first match.
Yeah, that was in their first match against the Noak. Houston's vertical is fun to watch.
17-16 Eagles, and the Eagles serving and hits it out of bounds. We're tied up 17-17.
That one went to the back wall there by Arson. So Prior Lake up with the serve.
Tied up. We got a good match, a good set going on here, Hope.
Libero starts with Rubens first to put hands on it, and then Heathen sends it over the net. Prior Lake does a little back bump.
Play outside.
Oh, out.
Ooh.
That set was a little off, a little too far back there for Houston to really get a good hit on it.
So now Prior Lake has taken the lead, 18-17, and they continue to serve with number 14, Dylan Flam. And we're going to have a timeout on the floor. We'll take a commercial break. A one-point lead for Prior Lake here in set one. We'll be back after a word from our fine sponsors.
Sports brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson. Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather.
All right, timeout's over here. The Eagles had the lead, a four-point lead, but now Prior Lake has retaken the lead, 18-17 here in set one. Your thoughts, Hope, on set one so far?
Oh, man. The Eagles are playing with great teamwork and communication, and I feel like it's little errors at the net, little kind of sets that are a little too far back or... So they got to kind of hone that in, make sure they're reading each other well, reading the ball well. Service here, and goes Emmis to Costaglone, over the net to Anoka. There's some whistles, and I think it was a net touch that gives the point to the Eagles, tied again, back to 18-18. Thomas Emmis will go back first serve for Black Pearl Valley Eagles.
Tied up. We're tied up, 18-18.
What a battle. So, Paul, did you have the rankings there for Prior Lake?
Yep.
I'm trying to remember.
I did. Yeah, here it is.
Now let's
Eagles serving.
Emmis serves Prior Lake with a monster kill there, number 32 again, and gets a just inbounds point for Anoka. Prior Lake. Please forgive me.
19-18, Prior Lake with the lead. Prior Lake, out of 88 boys volleyball teams in the state, Prior Lake's ranked 20th. They have a record of 9-5, and the Eagles are ranked 25th. The eighth serve there for Prior Lake.
I think Eagle just a little slow getting to it. Couldn't get off his toes.
20-18. Prior Lake leading and serving is number 7, Andy Luchin. Here's a serve by Luchin.
Merckson stepping on in the back row, gets that one. Set by Thomas Emmis. Oh. Hit by Houston, but no coverage there. Block. And a point for Prior Lake.
Braden Kellen for Prior Lake with his second block of the set. Service there by Prior Lake and a point for the Eagles.
I'd say that these are some pretty well-matched teams. As I watch this, I feel like we have similar strengths, and then also kind of making some of the same errors. Service by Houston. Houston, Justin, Fire Lake does a quick little...
Oh, Redepenny got a block on it.
Out, so...
Oh, goes off. Redepenny at the net now. Jaden is listed at 6'3". He's a senior. Is this his first year out for volleyball?
Yeah, this is Jaden's first year out. If you talk to him about volleyball, he'll tell you that he played it in the yard. If there's volleyball in the family, so he finally took the leap to join the school team since it was... MSHSL sanction this year.
All right.
MS to Costaglone. Good coverage there. Glad to see that. Costaglone again gets a hand on it. Redepenny sends it over to Prior Lake. Sends it deep into Prior Lake court. And Prior Lake sends it into the net. So that's a point for the Eagles. Nice job there by Costaglone and Redepenny.
Hey, we're getting close to 25. Prior Lake leading 22-20. Who's serving for the Eagles here?
Jason Ioannis up at the serve, junior, number 13.
Come on, Jason. Serve over the net. Prior Lake outside hitter gets the point. 23-20.
That was a great deep hit into Eagle territory. Nobody there to get it.
Coach Hannon wants to call a timeout, so we'll take another commercial break. It's a three-point lead for Prior Lake, 23-20. We'll be back with more boys volleyball right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, Minnesota.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather and a lot of information plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free and they keep adding features. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper.
All right, there's a come on a commercial break. Hope just broke my eardrums. She's shouting.
I can't get a commercial break to be really loud.
Yeah, and when we're at commercial break, Hope is hollering and screaming, cheering on the Eagles.
Team,
I love it.
Yeah, Arson Gico with a spike, a good block by Prior Lake there. Arson's going to send it over the net again.
23-20, Prior Lake leading.
Out.
Blocked out of bounds by the Eagles.
Oh, man, that's a point for the Eagles, 21-23.
I'm sorry, it was in. Or no.
No, that was a point for the Eagles.
Okay.
Yeah, so now we're 21-23.
All right, Eagles serving, down by two. Can they come back?
Abraham Gico with the serve. Nice little floater over the net. Great hit there by number 23 for the Lakers.
Obi Asoji.
Yeah, great outside hit there.
Set point for Prior Lake, 24-21. We're in set one. We'll play a set two.
Yeah, get ready. Here comes the serve.
We can do this.
Thomas Emmis up to Abraham Gico.
Oh, no, didn't get it.
Oh, yeah, yep.
So
little short. Great set, though, by the Eagles there.
Prior Lake wins it, 25-21 in set one. We'll take a break, couple-minute break. We'll come back with set two. Between Prior Lake, Lakers, and the Lockbrow Valley Eagles right after this.
Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
If a new ride is on your wish list, the Co-op Credit Union has a little tip for you. Get pre-qualified before you walk into a dealership. This helps put you in the driver's seat during the car buying process, and it helps keep your budget in check. Co-op Credit Union is local people making local decisions on your auto and consumer loans. Stop by any of their locations in Montevideo, Benson, Canby, or Wilmer.
Co-op Credit Union, we're your financial home.
Normal lending guidelines apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Paul Rama, Hope Schmidt here at St. Michael Albertville High School. Folks, we got boys volleyball and the Eagles. It was a close set there with Prior Lake, 25-21 they fall.
I'm watching over on the bench there, sophomore number 5, Ethan Heathen, taking a little back break, I think. It's really physical, those hitters, how they have to load their bodies as they go up to get high, and it looks like a little back pain happening for that young man.
If you're just tuning in, earlier tonight, La Caprile Valley played Anoka, the Tornadoes, and they lost 2 sets to none, 25-10 and 25-14. Now against in Prior Lake, in their first match, they lost to Maple Grove 2 sets to none. In Prior Lake, the Lakers just beat La Caprile Valley in a very close set. The Eagles had the lead a number of times and just couldn't hold it, and Prior Lake wins 25-21. And we're just a few seconds here to start set two. It's the best 2 out of 3. So Prior Lake takes the set. That'll end the match, but the Eagles can force a set 3 with a win in set 2, hope.
I'm looking back at who the Eagles have played so far this season. They've gotten some wins against teams like New Prague, Park Cottage Grove, St. Paul Johnson, Forest Lake, St. Paul Tech and Bemidji. These are all some pretty big schools.
Yeah. Is this the last tournament of the season?
Yes, last regular game tournament or game, you know, match.
So the wins here count towards section seedings or anything? How does that work, you know?
You know, Coach Hennen was just saying that she's got a seeding meeting on May 23rd. So
okay.
I believe coaches decide on the seeding, how it's going to work with how kind of the conference and class is set up.
Is there any chance of having a home playoff game?
There's a chance.
If we win a few matches
here? In our section, we're section 6A. We've got teams like YZ. There's one, Vanildi.
Vanildi St. Margaret?
There you go. Yep, that's in our conference. There's like an international school. So
there's a possibility.
Possible. Yep. Okay. In our conference, there is a possibility that first game goes to high seed for the occasion.
All right, here we go. Set 2 is underway with Prior Lake serving with an ace serve by number 8, Cone Thungbang.
Yeah, Merson stepping on from the back row, tried to get under that. Got a hand on it, but it went out of bounds.
And Thungbang serves again.
Jason Ioannis with the bump, Thomas Emmis with the set, and Merson stepping on, pushes it over the net.
Big block at the net. Was a good nose. Blocked out of bounds by the Eagles.
That was Martin Emmis and Arson Gico going up for that block.
In each set the Eagles have had tonight, they've always fallen behind to start the match, the set.
Kind of starting slow.
Prior Lake serves. I got to write a note down there. That has to be a wow, Ottawa's play of the game there.
That was fantastic. And it was one of those little short sets, and just power came from Arson Gico there. Abraham Gico up with the serve for the Eagles.
He serves it off the side court.
That's been a couple of service errors tonight for Abraham Chico. Usually he's an ace hitter.
He always has a smile on his face, Abraham.
Yeah, he's a good-hearted kid.
Well, he's setting now. Oh, look at that.
There's another one. Another kill by Arson Gico that was a set by Abraham Gico. Came in off the serve. And
are they brothers?
They are brothers. Okay. Abraham is a junior, and Arson is a sophomore at Lake Charles.
Nice set by Abraham. 3-2. Eagles can tie it up.
All right, Mammoth with a serve for the Eagles. Oh,
that was a carry.
That was
point for Prior Lake. Kill there by number 14, Dylan Slam again. Looks like he had that on his hands a little too far. 4-2.
It was very well played.
Yep. Oh, a service there by Prior Lake, Lance Hallstrom. And so the Eagles will serve, and they can tie it up. They're down 4-3 here in set 2. They lost the first set 25-21.
Arson Gico with a serve for the Eagles. Ooh.
Blocked at the net, but on the other side, the point for Prior Lake, 5-3.
That was Keithen and Emmis up for the block. Kind of got stuck between them and the net.
5-3. Set 2. Prior Lake leading. And they serve into the Eagles.
Dyson Rubin kind of took it off the chest there. Chico sends it over the net, but a little wide. That goes out of bounds. Point for Prior Lake.
Do the Eagles try to pass the ball to Arson? To try to give him the hits, or how does that work?
If I knew the mind of
a coach.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Well, there's a point for Prior Lake.
All right, Eagles have got to wake up here.
Down 7-3.
Yep, we're kind of losing focus, so time to turn around. I see Captain Thomas Emmett kind of doing some coaching on the court there, get the Eagles fired up. Hit there by Rodson Costaglone, sends it over to Prior Lake.
Oh, big kill by Dylan Slam. And it's 8-3, and Coach Hannon's calling a timeout to stop the bleeding here. We'll take a commercial break. Timeout on the floor. Prior Lake 8, Lockport Valley 3. We'll be right back.
Matson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Matson will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Matson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Matson today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Matson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo.
Sports brought to you by the Madison Dairy Queen, North Highway 75 in Madison. Stop in for a full meal, or if you just want one of those delicious, cool Dairy Queen treats, maybe a sundae, a banana split, a blizzard, you name it, they have it. The Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison. Stop in soon.
Paul Ramo, Hope Smith here at St. Michael Elberville High School. We're in match number 2, Occoquan Valley, down 8-3 to Prior Lake. Make that 8-4 as Prior Lake's number 3, Evan Anderson, has a service there. And the Eagles will serve Hope.
All right, here's our chance. Captain, junior captain Thomas Emmett at the service line. Great serve.
Prior Lake returns it. Here's a play at the net. Dylan Flam, and it goes out. Point Eagles,
right,
here they
here
come.
Go.
8-5, Prior Lake leading here in set 2. The Eagles lost the first set 25-21.
A service there by Thomas. They're setting it over to that 14 again, but Smarks and Stefanon gets a hand on it. And starts in Rubin.
Oh,
what a great play. First he sets it over and saves it, and then he hits it from the back row and it lands on the court on the Prior Lake side. What a fun play. Nice job, Starson.
He is a volleyball player, Starson Rubin.
Oh, through and through. And you know what? He's not bad at basketball either.
Oh, and Prior Lake hit the ball out of bounds. Hey, the Eagles are down by a point, 8-7, and serving.
Let's go, Eagles. Thomas Emmett again up at the service line. Great little serve.
Can tie it up here. Prior Lake returns it on the third hit.
Houston Heathen with a reserve set by Temis.
Here we go. Oh, he hits it in the net. Is that Houston?
That's Houston. You can tell he's kind of nursing a sore back there. Hopefully he can play through it. Or
the floor referee talking to Coach Hannon again.
Yeah.
And Red Penny's set to come in for
Heathen. Yep, Houston Heathen going out. Hopefully get a little rest on that back. Jaden Redepending in, senior for the Eagles this year. Lots of great things happened at the net for Jaden at the Battle Lake, or the Bemidji game at Battle Lake on Tuesday this week.
Prior Lake serve goes into the net, and the Eagles are down by 1 point, 9-8. And guess who's serving? My favorite server.
Starson Rubin, eighth grader for the Lexington Valley Eagles libero.
Here it is.
Oh, it's a great serve.
Curveball.
Yep.
Nice play by Prior Lake.
Covered there. Arson Gico gets it from the back row. Costaglone sends it over the net for the Eagles. Prior Lake bumps it over to the Eagles. Starson Rubin gets cans. Martin Emmis with a set. Costaglone with a deep push into Prior Lake territory.
Good volley. Long volley.
Arson Gico hits it over the net for the Eagles. Points still in action.
Oh.
Picked there by number 32 for Prior Lake.
Braden Kellen finishes it off for Prior Lake. That was a great volley.
Absolutely.
Both teams. Very athletic. 10-8, Prior Lake leading set 2. Best 2 out of 3. Prior Lake won the first set, 25-21. And Prior Lake serving number 7, Andy Luchin. Here's a serve. Over to net it goes. Eagles can't handle it. An ace serve for Luchin. 11-8 the score. Eagles need to take this set to force a set three.
You know, something that, as I watch the Eagles, Paul, the way that they coach each other on the court has changed so much this season. There's so much more positive coaching and just encouragement. And love seeing that by these young men.
Oh, there's a service there by Prior Lake to hit, serve the ball into the net, point Macapal Valley. So it's 11-9 Prior Lake, and the Eagles will be serving.
Jason Ioannis is going to be up with a serve for the Eagles, number 15, junior.
I wish I had hair like him.
Jason's got great hair, absolutely.
Long hair.
Long hair.
Love it.
Serve over the net. A little, that was a tricky back set there by Prior Lake, and it worked.
Tone Thung Bang. Yep. Wow, what a play by him.
Good misdirection. The whole Eagles squad went to the right, and that back set went to the left.
12-9 Prior Lake.
Can they come back? Eagles are ready in the back row.
Here's a serve by number 8, Thosvang.
Ruben gets hands on it first.
Block.
And block goes out of bounds. So point for the Eagles. That was a hit by Arson Gico.
Arson's racking up the kills in both matches. I got a total of about 10 kills.
Yeah, he's such a power hitter. And Athletics just couldn't seem to play on and off.
Abraham serves.
Oh,
they can't handle it.
Yeah.
Look at Abraham with a big smile on his face.
There it is.
Hey, he can tie it up. 12-11.
Another good serve there by Gico.
Play on the outside. And that guy is dangerous, number 32,
yeah,
Braden Kellen.
You've got to figure out a plan how to respond to that kind of hitting.
13-11, Prior Lake. We played at 25. We'll have a Neon Needles post-game show coming up after this match.
Excited to talk to Coach Henn and see what she's thinking after playing some of these giant schools and state-ranked teams.
Fire Lake serves. Eagles with...
Oh, Thomas with a great kill there. That was a set by Gico. And, great teamwork there. Great communication.
Thomas, he's got legs, man. He can jump.
Mm-hmm.
13-12, Eagles can tie it up. Who'll serve it?
Martin Ennis with a serve.
Play at the net. Fire Lake gets it back. Eagles.
Jason Ioannis, Abraham Gico, Arson Gico tips it over the net, but still in play.
Got a long volley here.
Jason Redepenning sends it back over to Prior Lake.
Oh, blocked by Redepenning.
And Ioannis sends it to Abraham Gico. Thomas Emmons tries to set it over the net. Too short.
Point Prior Lake.
Great volley there.
Yes.
I love seeing that block and the coverage by Ioannis. That's the kind of volleyball Eagles got to play to compete at this level.
14-12. Prior Lake leading Lacapal Valley. Serving is Prior Lake's 13, Holmstrom. Big return by the Eagles.
Jason Ioannis gets a dig in the back row. Thomas Ennis with a set. Abraham Gico hits it over the net.
Block
by Ennis and Gico.
Coach Hannon wanted an net violation, and it goes out of bounds. Point.
Point to the Eagles. Great volleyball happening here at St. Michael Albertville tonight. Fun watching these top teams compete.
Coach Hannon thought it was a net violation on Prior Lake. Didn't get the call from the referee. 15-12. Oh, I didn't hear a whistle, did you?
Yeah, some funny...
Yep. Oh, look at that kill. Dylan Chapman with his fourth kill here in the set. And it's 16-12, Prior Lake. Coach Hannon calling another timeout. We'll take another commercial break. We'll be back with more Lacapal Valley Boys Volleyball right after this.
Farmers at heart. At Beck's, that's who we are. Over 100 years, the Beck family has lived and farmed in central Indiana. And today, Bob Pearson Seeds is a proud Beck's dealer dedicated to serving farmers in Minnesota. To us, helping farmers succeed means so much more than just being a great seed supplier. We are committed to helping farmers seek new challenges, push boundaries, and innovate in an ever-changing industry. That's what makes Beck's different. We love what we do. We are and will remain farmers at heart. For more information, call Bob Pearson at 320 206-1534.
Welcome back to St. Michael Albertville High School, everyone. Paul Ramel here along with Hope Schmidt. Glad to bring you Lockapaw Valley boys volleyball action. A lot of fun here today, but the Eagles trying to pick up a set win here against Prior Lake, right. Down 16-12.
They've definitely been closer to that win in this match here against Prior Lake. A well-matched match.
All right, Prior Lake serving. The timeout's over by Coach Hennen. 16-12, Prior Lake.
Arson Deco sends it over the net, but Prior Lake returns it.
And Prior Lake hits it out of bounds. Point Eagles at 16-14.
There's a great competitive spirit in the air between these two teams. Fun to watch them play. Arson Deco with a serve for the Eagles.
Oh nice. Quick. Oh, what an ace serve.
Nice job, Arson. That had just a great little down spin on it, dropped right over the net on Prior Lake's side.
That's his third ace serve of the match.
Oh, another serve there by Chico.
Reddit Penny with a block, but it goes. Good!
Oh!
How about Reddit Penny?
Oh, nice block there, Jaden Reddit Penny Sr. He's been a player just grown and grown. Every match he gets better. Arson Chico with a serve for the Eagles.
Reddit Penny listed at 6'3".
Yeah, that one tipped. I see, was either the net or the pin. I missed that call there, but Prior Lake either in the net or on the pin there. Point goes to the Eagles. We're tied, ball 16-16.
All right, the Eagles can break the tie. Here's the serve by Emmis.
Oh, great. Oh,
what happened?
Short, yeah.
What happened there? Prior Lake get the kill?
Yeah,
okay.
It was a quick set and quick kill.
17-16. Prior Lake goes back up by one, and they're serving. Number three, Evan Anderson, has the volleyball. Serves it over to that.
Got a fight here. Eagles, Carson Rubin gets a hand on the back row, and Casagrone sends it over the net for the Eagles. Oh.
Point Prior Lake.
Yeah, that 14 has great placement. What number 14, what's his name, Paul, for Prior Lake?
Dylan Flam.
Yeah, yep, great volleyball player. Fun to watch.
18-16. I was impressed with the Nokas number three. Yeah, he's the best volleyball player I've seen.
All right, Emmis received it for the Eagles, and Reddit Penny Emmis off the net. They get it over.
Out of bounds, point Eagles. What a play by Reddit Penny, huh?
Great battle happening here. Yeah, Reddit Penny did a great job reading the ball off the net.
Yeah, he
there.
Played it off the net.
That's an awesome skill.
Quick reactions for a big guy. 6'3", middle hitter.
Thomas Dennis with the serve for the Eagles.
Oh, he can't. Not going to stop that. That was a monster kill there by Chapman, his fifth. Man, that was a powerful kill.
Yeah, the Eagles have got to figure out that kind of routine. That's a really valuable play, that quick set and middle hitter.
19-17, Prior Lake leading Lockapaw Valley. We're in set two. Prior Lake wins the set. They win the match.
And that goes out.
Coach Hannon says he wants it in. Coach Hannon wants it in. The back judge says no. 20-17, Prior Lake. They're serving. Service there by Prior Lake. 20-18. Can the Eagles come back here and take this set and force the set three?
The adrenaline is high. You can just see it in the way these boys are moving on the court. Rubin with a great serve over the net.
Here's Prior Lake. Look out. Outside hitter, Braden Kellen with another kill. 21-18, Prior Lake. We played at 25. Prior Lake took the first set, 25-21.
I'm wondering if that is that Maple Grove head coach.
Yeah, I think he took over the back judge.
Yeah, that's great.
21-18, Prior Lake, and serving is Andy Luchin. Prior Lake in their white jerseys. Serve.
Chico receives the Merchant stepping on with a set. Rodson Casagold sends it deep into Prior Lake territory.
And there's a service there by Kellen. He missed one. The big guy for Prior Lake.
Eagles
Point
will
Eagles.
Take it. Yep, please.
21-19.
Jason Ioannis up with a serve for the Eagles here in the second set against Prior Lake. Can they get this one so we can force a third?
21-19.
Right there. Yep, they're going to have to fight for it. Good serve by Ioannis.
Here's Kellen again with another kill. He's got to be a good 6'3", 6'4", this Braden Kellen for Prior Lake. That was a point for Prior Lake, right? Yeah, 22-19.
Yep.
Scoreboard lady is a little late with the punching the numbers there. 22-19, Prior Lake, and they're serving. Over to net it goes, and a serve for number 8, Thone Thungbang. 22-19.
And Jason Ioannis going out for the Eagles, Rodson Castiglione going in the back row.
The serve by Thungbang into the net. Point Lacapro Valley. Hey, it's 22-20.
Oh, 21-22.
Ooh, what happened there?
He turned
it back to 20. Quick fingers by the scoreboard guy.
20-22.
Well, now he's got 23-20. What's the score here? 23-20. Prior Lake, that's what the scoreboard says. Now we've got a whistle and a point for the Eagles. The scoreboard's going nuts here. I'm not sure what the score is.
And that point doesn't go up yet for the Eagles. There we go. 21-23. Eagles down two.
And another big kill. Boy, they set Braden Kellen up on the outside for Prior Lake. He's automatic. And well, here we go. Match point for Prior Lake, 24-21. And Kellen is serving. Eagles need to stay alive here. Here's a serve by Kellen. Coach Kellen.
21-23.
And the serve.
Not game point. The scoreboard changes again.
And we got... I'm not sure what's going on. Now it's set point, match point.
A lot of errors at the score table today. Yeah, so 21-24, Eagles down by 3, set point.
Here's the serve.
Carson Rubin gets there, Thomas Emmis with the second bump. Arson Chico sends it over the net to Prior Lake.
Match point on the line, and Prior Lake wins it.
All right.
25-21. So same score as set one, Hope, 25-21.
Really close competition there. Great showing by the Eagles. Definitely seeing some disadvantage in our height, and but also saw some great moves there by Rheta Penning at the net late in the second set, and Chico all over the front row, and Carson Rubin all over the back row.
All right, we'll take a commercial break. We'll come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after these words from our fine sponsors.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Southwest Insurance Services, Incorporated of Camby and Grinnell Mutual, understand the value of teamwork. That's why we applaud the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Carrie Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 507-223-7248 today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual and Reinsurance Company.
Our coverage of high school sports brought to you by State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Wishing all the best to our area teams. Glad to be representing the fine citizens of District 15A at the Capitol in St. Paul.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. Lockbaro County corn and soybean growers proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. The Eagles had a tough night win-loss-wise, but a great experience for Lockapaw Valley. They lost to Anoka in the first match, 25-10, 25-14, and it just fell to Prior Lake, 25-21, 25-21. And in match one, who's our player of the game there?
We've got Martin Emmis in match one as our player of the game. Martin had some great kills there and some blocks up the net.
And our WOW Ottawash play of the game will be a kill by our son Jico in that first set with Anoka.
Our son just knows how to load it and send it to the point to finish.
And that's our player of the game in match one with Anoka. And match two, who are we going to give the player of the game to?
Yeah, Thomas Emmis was all over the court studying to his teammates and had some great spikes, some great kills there for the Eagles.
All right. And our WOW Ottawash play of the game?
It has to be that play by eighth grader Carson Rubin, where he gets the dig in the back row. It comes back over the net, and he spikes to finish it.
A monster kill by Starson. That was the highlight of the night there. I love watching that kid play. Starson Rubin, just an eighth grader, 5'4". He's got a lot of energy, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yep, all heart and commitment. He loves sports.
All right. Andrew, you want to tell us how JV did? Okay, we'll have Andrew Schmidt here. He just came up here to visit with us. JV also playing tonight in the other gymnasium. And Andrew Schmidt, the JV coach, is going to tell us how JV did tonight.
Yeah, so sorry if my voice isn't
Bad
on the radio here, but I've been yelling a little bit. So we took on the same teams. We took on Anoka first. We came off the bus pretty flat. We lost the first set 12-25, and then we really rallied in the second set. They were an exceptional team for JV, and we lost that set 21-25.
Wow, okay.
In that game, I had a lot of senior leadership. I was very impressed with Elias Alonzo up front on the middle attack, and Christian Chiquino played all the way around and played very well as well. Second game, we played Prior Lake. We came out better in that game. Better than our first set against Anoka. Still lost 16-25 and then 21-25.
Okay. Oh, close there in the end. That's kind of the varsity went with Prior Lake, too.
we battled, that is for sure, but this is a juggernaut of a tournament.
Oh, it is.
All the big boys are here and
state-ranked teams.
All state-ranked.
Along with the Lockfall Valley.
Yep. So we fought hard. We'll sleep all the night and we'll bring it tomorrow.
Good experience for the kids.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, there's six courts going on in the other gym. You can't hear a thing that's happening because there's lots of cheering and yelling going on. So it's a lot of fun.
Did you have your voice when you showed up in the school today?
Yes, I did. So tomorrow will be worse.
Okay. Well, thanks for reporting on JV, Andrew.
Yep. Absolutely.
And thanks for all you do and you and Hope do for the program here at Lockapaw Valley. You really build a great program here.
Thank you very much.
All right, we're going to talk with head coach Molly Hannon here of the Eagles. As Molly's Molly, thanks for joining us here.
Thank you.
Kind of a win-loss tonight, but not what you wanted, but you're playing some top teams.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like, too, we lacked a lot of energy tonight, I thought. Like, we struggled to start slow, and we have a couple people that are recovering from some injury/sickness. Houston kind of was sick, and then his back also hurt, so we had to make a quick change in the middle of that second set. But I thought we fought hard. It was just we couldn't keep the momentum on our side. I felt like it was always like we had it, and then we would give it back to them. But I don't know. Our energy was a little bit low, I felt like, tonight than compared to, like, at the Midgey, or at Battle Lake versus the Midgey the other night, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, Anoka, very good day. Number three for Anoka. Holy cow, you'll be playing college volleyball someplace.
They were real, and I knew they were going to be good because we watched some film on Wednesday, Anoka versus Maple Grove, who's also in our bracket.
Yep.
So those are some of the top teams, you know,
yep,
in the section. So.
Well, what were you happy with tonight, Molly?
I thought that I was really happy with our back row. They were covered well, I thought. Both teams had really big blockers, and that's one thing that we've kind of struggled with all season, but we're starting to get some touches at least. Our blocking was decent. I thought Starson did a really good job at getting a lot of touches in the back row. He's only an eighth grader. I don't know if it was just gym, but our serving wasn't the best. I know, like, some of the guys that normally jump serve, they were like, I just can't get it over, you know.
It's a big gym.
Yeah, so sometimes, like, I know.
Optics.
Yeah.
And I was talking about the bleachers here. Like, that it was a hard camp.
Like, I know when I was in high school, like, going from, like, regular high schools to, like, even SMSU, like, this kind of reminds me of SMSU.
Yep, correct.
Like, the atmosphere is just different, so it has a little bit more different flow on the ball. So I felt like our serving was a little subpar.
Yep.
So that was something that I thought we could have done better on, for sure.
Okay. I noticed the floor referee in the Fire Lake match was talking to you quite a bit. There's some issues at the score table, or?
I think they were just messing up the score a little bit, and then I talked to her because that was when Houston had expressed he didn't feel good. So I was asking if I could make a switch because he subbed out for the libero.
Okay.
So obviously libero can't play front row, so I was just making sure I could put someone in. So Jaden plays, Redepening plays middle, so I made that switch.
Okay.
So
Redepening had some nice plays.
Yeah. Yep. He does really well blocking for us. And then Martin is also, he's really crafty in the front and is smart. But yeah, I don't know. I think there was just our energy was a little not all there for sure tonight. But it doesn't help when we have a 3-hour bus drive either. So.
That's right. Well, you get a good night's sleep tonight, hopefully.
Yes, hopefully.
Bring the energy tomorrow.
Yeah, because we'll play Maple Grove. They actually ended up in our bracket last tournament, so we know they're a good team. We got to watch them a little bit against Prior Lake, so we know the coach really well, too.
Yeah.
He's
a cheerleader guy.
Yeah, he's like the dad of our team, kind of.
Good partner in growing our program.
Yeah.
For sure.
For sure.
Yep, and our JV got to play against Maple Grove last tournament.
Yep.
And won.
Yep.
So it'll be great to play against them. Varsity hasn't had a chance to.
Yeah. Right. Some of the guys are friends with the other guys on the team.
Okay.
So.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
They like to cheer them on.
It's a fun tournament.
Big schools and
yep,
pretty tough bracket. So, yeah.
Well, you compete with the big schools. That's good to see.
Yeah,
it is.
Yep, yep, yep.
All right. Anything else, Hope? Or?
Oh, it's just a great night of boys volleyball and probably the hardest competition. Lack of Palestine. Great to see them hold their own. Definitely notes to take home and come back strong tomorrow.
All right. And tomorrow, 9 o'clock?
9 a.m., yep.
Right
against
back
Maple
here.
Grove.
Against Maple Grove, and then you'll play another match after that.
Yeah, then it'll be the bracket, and then we'll figure out what bracket we're in.
So when does the playoffs begin, or when the seedings begin?
Yep, so I just got a email for a Zoom meeting. The seeding meeting will be Saturday, May 23rd in the morning.
Okay.
And then our first game will be on that following Tuesday, I think it's the 26th.
Okay.
And then we'll just see how we get seeded, I guess. And then depending where we fit out of the 10 teams in our section, where we'll play.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So what's on the schedule for the rest of the evening? Pool time in the motel or what?
A little pool time. We've got some injured boys who I think need bags of ice.
Yep.
Yeah, just some rest and team bonding.
And Andrew's laryngitis, too.
Yeah. Someone's voice who needs some hot tea, I think.
Yep.
Hey, we want to thank Scott Lemke for being on the radio with us and Zach Stelter as well.
It's great to have that administration showing up down here in St. Michael, Albertville, cheering on their team.
Okay. Going out for supper now, or what are we going to do?
We'll feed them of some sort.
Okay.
The team gets some input on that, so we'll see how it goes.
Okay. All right. Molly, you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Good luck tomorrow, then.
Thank you. Thank you for coming. All right. Appreciate it.
Yep. Molly Hennon, head coach of the Lock Fall Valley Boys Volleyball Team. Hope Thanks a lot for helping out tonight.
Oh, thanks for having me, Paul. Love broadcasting with you and celebrating each stride this team makes.
Yeah. Hopefully we can do some section games, too, when
I would love to. Yep.
Okay?
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Hope. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Once again, the Eagles fall to Anoka 25-10, 25-14, and Prior Lake 25-21, 25-21. And thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks to Phil back at the studio for running the board. And thanks to our fine sponsors here on Q92. And with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studio.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area sports boosters, including Jubilee Foods, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Whitnable Construction, Dryer Doctors, Cargill, Dawson Dairy Queen, Ryan Smith Seeds, Minnesota Building Materials, Northern Plains Tiling, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Kluber Law Office, Pierce and Dawson, UFP Minnesota, CCM Health in Montevideo, Southwest Insurance Services, Farmers Union Oil Company, Haugen Insurance Agency, Chris Wodzinski for House, Erickson Chevrolet, Ridgeview Seeds, WOW Auto Wash in Dawson, Greater Community Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Wolfschlager Concrete, Madison Dental Clinic, Canby Co-op Credit Union, the Madison Dairy Queen, Sather Building Supplies, Dawson Auto Glass, Madison Chiropractic, State Bank of Taunton, Old National Bank, Pioneer Hybrid International, Madison Healthcare Services, Clement Electric, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Madison EDA. Sports brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, the Western Guard, Ludvigson Tiling, Larson Brothers Concrete, United Prairie Bank, Johnson Memorial Health Services, First Security Bank in Canby, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Swenson, Nelson & Stilts Attorneys. Sports brought to you by Madsen Family Chiropractic, Lane's Electric, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, The Strand Agency, Tofty Auto and Sales, Ag Processing Incorporated, AGP, Culligan, Haas Seeds, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton Area Health, Myers Electric and Infrared. Other sports boosters include Dawson Truck Parts, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Appleton Dental Clinic, Minnesota West Community and Technical College, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Madison Auto Parts, Napa, Comerford Construction and Gravel, City Hall Bar and Grill, Peterson Team Realty, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Federated